Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Friday, January 1st, 2021. I'm Rich Strappolino. As part of its ongoing investigation into the SolarWinds supply chain attack, Microsoft discovered its systems were infiltrated beyond just the presence of malicious SolarWinds code, with the attackers able to view source code in a number of repositories. While able to view the code, the attackers did not gain permission to modify any code or systems. The company said it did not see any production systems or customer data accessed, or found any indication its systems were used to attack other organizations. The New York Stock Exchange announced it plans to delist China Mobile, China Telecom, and China Unicom. The delistings are required by an executive order that forbids U.S. investors from buying and selling shares from companies designated as having ties to the Chinese military. Ahead of being fully delisted from the exchange, the companies will be suspended from trading from January 7th through the 11th. All three companies have separate stock listings in Hong Kong. Amazon's Fire OS has been available in smart TVs through its Fire TV Edition program with OEMs. Now Amazon will sell an actual Amazon Basics branded set in India. The 4K TVs will come in 55 and 50 inches with support for HDR10 and HLG as well as Dolby Vision, costing $480 and $410 respectively. These will include an Alexa voice remote and run Fire OS 7. Amazon eventually plans to release 43-inch 4K and 1080p TVs, as well as a 32-inch 720p TV. It's unknown if Amazon will bring Amazon Basic-branded TVs to other markets. Sony will launch the PlayStation 5 console in India on February 2nd. Pre-orders will begin in the country on January 12th through various retailers. The standard PS5 will retail for 49,990 rupees, or about $685, with the digital edition at 39,990 rupees. In November, Sony suggested the Indian launch of the console was delayed due to local import regulations. New York City's Metro Transit Authority announced it completed its rollout of contactless payment systems, with every subway station and bus now supporting its tap-and-go system. Rollout of the system began in May 2019 and was originally expected to be completed in October 2020. The MTA expects to phase out MetroCard sometime in 2023, replaced by the OMNY card, which uses the contactless payment system. The tap-and-go system allows riders to use mobile payment systems from Apple, Google, Samsung, and Fitbit to swipe through turnstiles and pay fares. Huawei removed all Tencent games from its mobile app store as of January 1st. Huawei said the move was made at the recommendation of its legal team because Tencent asked to halt cooperation. Meanwhile, Tencent cited an agreement between the two companies that expired before a new one could be reached for the app's removal, although it did not provide more specifics. Tencent says it's negotiating with Huawei and hopes to have the games restored soon. And finally, the U.S. Federal Aviation Administration recently issued new rules for drones, requiring drones to broadcast a remote ID over radio frequency. In a blog post, Alphabet's Wing subsidiary criticized the use of radio rather than logging location information over an internet connection, claiming that someone tracking a drone could infer sensitive information about specific users, including where they visit, spend time, and live, and where customers receive packages from and when. The post also calls on the FAA to expand ways operators can comply with the new ID requirements. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes there and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.